Welcome to your five for the day. The Bible tells us that the prophet Elijah was a man with a nature like ours, with the same physical, mental, and spiritual limitations and shortcomings. Elijah wasn't perfect, yet he was mightily used of God. He called fire down from heaven 3 times. He was the first person to raise someone from the dead. He caused the greatest revival in history up to that point. His word started and ended a 3.5-year drought. He multiplied food miraculously, and he's one of only 2 men who never died. He was caught up alive into heaven. There's a lot we can learn from a man like this, both positive and negative. The Bible gives little background to Elijah. It wasn't his pedigree or education that brought him into a position of influence and power. Elijah was nobody until he received a word from God. It was the revelation God gave him that put him in a position of leadership. Elijah was bold enough to speak before there was any proof that what he was saying would come to pass. That took faith and great courage. When the drought came as promised, Elijah became the most sought-after man in the nation. Elijah didn't have all the answers or know what would happen next when he spoke the prophecy to the king, who had forbidden worship of the true God. He killed the prophets of the Lord, and Elijah was putting himself in harm's way by obeying the Lord. It wasn't until after Elijah delivered the word of the Lord that God spoke to him about how he would protect and sustain him. One of the great lessons we can learn here is that God doesn't reveal his complete plan immediately. He reveals his will to us 1 step at a time. After we obey the first step, he shows us the next. Why should the Lord show us step 2 or 10 if we haven't obeyed step 1? That would just make us more accountable. If you have a desire to build a relationship with God, there is an essential first step that sets your intention and focus. Someone once said, if you want to shoot ducks, you have to go where the ducks are. So if you want to build a relationship with God, you have to go, metaphorically, to where God is and place yourself in his presence. Only in that way can you receive the gifts he wants to give you. With every relationship, it takes time to build upon the foundation that has been set. Knowing the foundation the relationship has been set upon guides the course of the relationship. The foundation for a successful relationship with God is Jesus Christ. Building on top of him and not merely confessing him as Lord and Saviour, but doing what he teaches, produces a strong relationship. Our foundation is God's loving kindness he poured out through the blood of his Son that has redeemed us. Us loving God more than we love ourselves shows we're in pursuit of a relationship with God that we've built to last. God has shown his love for us through him freeing us of our bondage of sin. And we must return the love through putting nothing before God and claiming him as our one and only God and his Son as our Lord and Saviour. Everyone then who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. So don't try to figure out the next step until you've acted on what you know you need to do now. That's a powerful truth. Thank you for listening.